Joining us now from Shot Navi, Jim Sanford joins us. Jim, welcome into the golf shop.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
All right, so we've got this product here, and you sent a couple to me and Mike, and different ones, thank goodness, because we are two different, completely people here, and what we do day to day with our GPS type stuff. But this is a Shot Navi, and it is a wearable golf GPS rangefinder. So, kind of give our listeners a feel for maybe some of the different offerings that your company has to start out with, and then we'll get into the good stuff later on.
Yes, I mean, we have various, most of the models, the GPS models carry shot distance, of course, GPS reading, front, middle, back to the green. They also all carry hazardous front to back, how to carry it, shows you where the hazard's at on the course, how far to reach it. Scorecard also shows you hole by hole going to the next hole. And also, in reference to that, it also shows you shot distance from the tee.
Yeah, and I think
it can show you on an average distance.
Yeah, and it's probably important to note that it's a watch. So you don't have something attached to your phone, and you don't have something else you need to have in your pocket, and you don't have something else you need to keep in your bag. It's a watch, and it's a functional, everyday wearable watch, correct?
Correct. It's a functional, everyday wearable watch. If you use it in a watch mode, it'll last up, battery life will last up to 3 weeks, to where if you have it in GPS mode and you're playing a golf course, it'll last up to about 36 holes.
Yeah, and the difference between the one that Mark has, which is the W1GL, and the one that I have, the HUG, mine has the golf and activity monitors, and I took it out, and I wore it in concert with my Apple Watch, and I wanted to check its accuracy on things like the heart monitor, the activity tracking, the miles, the steps, and all that kind of stuff, and was really pleased to find that they were dead on. I mean, they're right together. So the technology is there. Why was it important to offer one that had that in addition to just being the GPS for playing golf?
Actually, what we wanted to do is take it to where we brought in the fitness side of it into golf. To, as you know as well as I do, you know, fitness is part of the golf game now. So a lot of people, as far as running, walking, keeping their heart rate, all that activity, we wanted to combine it with golf.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was interesting because if you've got somebody out there that wears a Fitbit, for example, to talk about that brand name, or an Apple Watch, and also plays golf, you know, this is the ability to, if you go out and you walk around, I mean, to really track your steps, track your mileage. I mean, how much, you know, sort of aerobic fitness are you getting in addition to your anaerobic golfing?
Correct. I mean, I wear my HUG on a daily basis, and I use the activity tracker on a daily basis. I'm sure you're aware of it, but underneath it, it does have a little sensor that kind of looks like a red beam that's coming out of the bottom of it, but it's a sensor that goes into your pulse and reads your pulse on top of your arm. On top of your wrist.
Yeah, at first, I thought Dr. Evil had sent it to me, and it was a laser beam.
All right, so, and Jim, I was using the W1GL, and let me tell you, it was a big help for me. I played in a charity golf tournament for the first tee of Charlotte last week, and sometime during the middle of the round, we got an absolute downpour, and we kept on playing, and the best thing about this watch was that I could sit in the cart, and I could get all the yardages I needed. Now I'm a yardage fanatic. I mean, I want to know, you know, front, back, middle. I want to know yardage to certain hazards and things like that. And this thing was awesome. I mean, I didn't have to get out of the cart and try and use the laser or lean out of the cart because the windshield's got water all over it and trying to shoot the laser through it. So this thing was phenomenal in terms of me getting the yardage that I needed. And also, by the way, I mean, the shot distance measurement, ironically enough, that was my first round of golf with a new set of irons. So, like, on par fives, when I laid up with an iron, I got to kind of check and see how far it went because I had no clue how far these irons went. So this was awesome.
That's good. Yes, it's a good way to track your distance on your irons, your drivers, all your woods in reference to it. And once, actually, you get to the course and you start to download the GPS mode to where it picks up where you're at on the course, it pretty much downloads the whole course, and then it just keeps track of you based on your activity of where you're moving.
All right, so
and it gives you your distance, so you can go ahead and backwards and check each hole.
Yeah, I love getting distances and things like that. So, you know, where did the concept for this come from? I know you also have a V2 voice that's just a little something that you can clip onto a belt or your pocket or a hat, and that gives you some good distance information as well. But where do you kind of come up with the concepts for all these things and kind of the idea to put them out? Because this is a very competitive marketplace for wearables.
It is a very competitive marketplace. The company is based in Japan, and the company has actually been around since 1989. The parent company is called Tech2It. In 2008, they introduced Shot Navi. At that time, they introduced their first GPS watch handheld unit that is still in play and still processing. And they are actually the number one GPS unit in Japan.
Wow. And, you know, and when this technology, wearables and everything else, I mean, what's the next step here? Does this now combine with one of those, you know, club distance trackers that you end up putting a thing on the end of your club in the grip, and it tells you how far you hit that one and creates competition? I mean, what's the next step for this? I mean, ideally,
the next step, I mean, is what we're looking at. We're looking in a couple of different directions to where all I can say is that we're kind of looking into the club fitting side, more of not so much club fitting, but more of a launch monitor aspect of it. That will give you maybe launch angle, spin rate, stuff like that when you hit it. And then we're also looking into more of a workout regimen, meaning to where the guy that goes to the gym or person that goes to the gym 5-6 times a week will be able to record and accumulate information based on sets, weights, reps, the whole nine yards.
Well, maybe with the little sensor on the hug that you can put in, maybe we can have Mike test it, that every time he hits a bad shot, there's a little shock therapy there. Gives him a little zap when he makes a bad swing. Of course, that might be a lot during the round, but and he might be on his knees by about the ninth hole.
And I do like pain. So sitting with you gives me much, much pain. I'm curious, what the feedback has been about its accuracy. One of the initial criticisms of these GPS things is, for example, you show up at a course that has, 2 18-hole courses, and you step on to the first tee, and it happens to pick up the wrong first tee. What has the reaction been?
You know, initially that had happened probably in 2016 when we were still experimenting with bringing the units here. But since then, we have actually defined it to where you can actually go on the course, and if they have 2 18-hole courses, to where myself, I just played in a tournament 2 weeks ago, and they had a north course and a south course. Well, you can, once the GPS unit, the watch picks it up, it will ask you north course or south course.
Oh, okay.
And you just pick one, and then it will take you right to the first hole.
And it's listed right now as this, 30,000 loaded courses, and I was curious what that even meant. And there are two pages just in Delaware, which is such a tiny state. I thought, well, they got to have every golf course in Delaware in two pages. How do you go about expanding that? I mean, if a club isn't
in the database?
It's actually
30,000 course. Yeah, it's basically how we do is expanding it. Is actually over the past 15 years, the company itself has been gathering information of golf courses nationwide and annually updating them now. That all these that we've accumulated, right now we have 30,000 in North America alone. We have 45,000 worldwide.
Wow. And when it comes down to style, obviously, if this is a wearable and you wear yours every day, your hug as a watch, what goes into the decisions when it comes to deciding, colors and how it's going to look? I mean, you get through the user experience pretty well just with strong technology. But do you worry, is this mostly function over form, or do you guys put a lot of thought and future thought into how it looks?
That is coming into phase two of how it looks. Right now, what we were more worried about in our initial phase was functionality. And also, if you've noticed watches in the past, GPS watches in the past, they're very bulky and they're very heavy. It almost feels like a little solid weight on your wrist, to where we wanted to slim ours down and make it lighter to introduce it. So really, when you swing, you really don't notice it's there.
Yeah, I mean, it's packing a lot of information, a lot of technology into a small space, and it is very, very – the Hug is very light. It compares quite nicely to the Apple Watch, I think, in overall weight. I didn't put them on a scale or anything, but, you know, as I was wearing both, I felt like Jon Favreau when he was the dork in Rudy and he wore two watches. That's what I felt like wearing my Apple Watch on one hand and my Hug on the other. But I'm not gonna have a product on. I can't tell you if it's any good.
Well, I mean, and that's another thing that we're working on, too, is actually incorporating the watch to sync up with your phone via Bluetooth to where it will be able to answer calls. It will also be able to show on your phone, if you want to look at it on a bigger screen, it'll show you the yardage, the whole nine yards, what you're looking at on your watch.
Nice.
All right. For some of us that have a little problem seeing at times, we can just hook it up to our phone via Bluetooth and you'll get the reading right there.
All right. So, Jim, where can people find the Shot Navi different options? Where can they buy them?
Right now, you can purchase them online. I mean, we have in the whole golf, we have Rock Bottom Golf. We have several Golf USAs nationwide. We're introducing it to retailers nationwide, golf-specific retailers, Pro Golf Discounts, Golf Headquarters, Golf USAs, and Golf Etc.'s.
Yeah, and if they want to look at more of the features, they can go to shotnavi.net.
Correct. You can go to, if you want to look at more features, you want to look at our customer list, where it's location, you can go to shotnavi.net.
Yeah, and there's a comprehensive
list. You can email
list
us
of the,
at any time, and we'll respond within 24 hours.
Yeah, comprehensive list of the courses that are in there. I think one thing you should put on there, though, and you think about forward-thinking technology, the watch needs to know if you suck at golf, and at some point it's just flash and tell you to take up tennis.
Well, that's where it should give you a shock.
Well, then Mike's just getting ready to shock him now.
And then flash and say, get off. Yeah. Quit.
You might need a new hobby.
Pull up.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, Jim, man, we really appreciate you coming on with us today, and we look forward to those new products that you're going to have coming out. So let us know.
Yes, definitely will. And, again, thank you very much for having us on today. And again, if you have any questions, go to shotnavi.net.